Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Going to dive into some more of your questions from my Q&A the other day. I got three questions today. The first one we're going to dive into comes from Matty Q141, one of my absolute favourites, champion fella. He says, my Storm broke a lot of records this year. Are they up there with Para 01 to not win a comp? We're going to dive into that one in a minute. Great question by Matty. Next one comes from Brant Luss. Should the Bulldogs look at Hodgson from the Raiders? Really like this question. Cannot wait to get into that one from Brant Luss. And our last question comes from Clint Mack. He says, will Stephen Crichton go back into the centres or is he too good on the wing? Question there, and we'll be diving into all three of these. Now, let's kick off with Matty Q's question. Obviously, a big Melbourne Storm fan, lives down there in Melbourne as well. Hope the family's all doing well, Matty, champion fella. My Storm broke a lot of records this year. Are they up there with Parramatta in 2001 to not win a comp? Now, as long-term Guru listeners know, I've always said that I believe the 2001 Parramatta Eels are the best team ever to not win a premiership. Obviously, coached by Brian Smith that year. It's not really a claim to fame that you want to have, but I find it really hard to argue against this team not being the best to never win a premiership. They were unbelievable, the 2001 Eels. Obviously, led by a guy, you know, a young Jamie Lyon, just so many gifted. Brett Hodgson, there was a young Andrew Ryan in that side as well. Jason Taylor was the halfback. Just so much talent. Jason Moody, a young Pat Richards. So many gifted guys and sort of all at the peak of their powers seemingly at that time. Brad Drew at hooker sort of came from nowhere, was an unbelievable nine. And, you know, the Eels, they were short price favourites. Brian Smith was doing unbelievable things that year, stuff that we really haven't seen since. I mean, there was games where he was taking guys off the field early and just seeing how they went with 12, 11, 10 players at time, just in case. If the moment came in finals that they had to play short, they had a sin binning or whatever, they were ready. That's how good this side was, which is just incredible. I still will always stand by. I think they're the best team to never win a premiership. It's crazy. They lost four games that year. They won 20. They had two draws back in the days before Golden Point, obviously. So just on paper, the Melbourne Storm, probably their record's a little bit better this year, but I think this year was a bit of a landslide season, realistically. Parramatta back then, to think about the points they scored that year, they scored 839 points. The next best was 639 by the Joey-led, immortal-led Newcastle Knights, featuring guys like Matt Kidley, Tamana Tahu, like a really handy footy side there. And Parramatta beat them by 200-odd points that season, which it honestly is mind-boggling how many points they managed to score. And this isn't in the era of the current one we're seeing where there's being 40 points scored every week. And teams are scoring 40 points nowadays when they're not even playing well. Back then, it was a completely different game, which is really scary. The Melbourne Storm, just trying to get up their points differential for this year to see how many points they scored. Their points differential was just under 500. So Parramatta really blew that out of the park, you know, which is incredible. For me, I would have this Melbourne Storm team right up there, but I don't think they get in front of the Parramatta Eels team. The Parramatta Eels team also went to a grand final. They also scored like 28 or something points. Just going to get the score up now. They scored a heap of points in that 2001 NRL grand final. The only thing standing between them and a trophy was, of course, Johns, the eighth immortal. So for them to go so far into that premiership season to score so many points, to make it all the way to the grand final, to score 24 points and still lose, yes, they were all in the second half, or majority of them were in the second half, I understand that, all in the second half, sorry. Pretty crazy. To win the second half 24-6 and to still lose a grand final is just unbelievable. So I think I would still have to have the Parramatta Eels of 2001 as the best team to never win a premiership, but the Melbourne Storm of 2021, they are not far off, mate. So very unfortunate year for you, Matty. As you know, I was confident as all hell you were going to lift a trophy this year. Devastating for you, mate, not to be able to go back-to-back. But still leaves the fire in the belly for Craig Bellamy that he can still achieve that back-to-back later on. So might see him stay around for a little bit longer. We'll see how it plays out. Great question, though. Our next one from Brant Luss. Should the Bulldogs look at Hodgson from the Raiders? I think they should. Yeah, you have a look at their side at the moment. Jeremy Marshall-King's there. They've let Katoa go. They've just signed young Josh Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I think Josh Cook's going to be a really, really gifted player, really talented guy, really good fella as well. But he is a few years away. You have got Beyond Iodo, who I think looks great at hooker. I don't know if he's ever going to be an 80-minute hooker. I think he might be a bench hooker. And a lot of Canterbury people tell me he's a halfback, not a hooker, which I sort of find hard to believe based on what I've seen. But a lot of those guys know their rugby league and have seen a lot more of him than me. So sort of leaves you with Jeremy Marshall-King, who I thought improved out of sight last year. But I think this is the sort of team that you need to get someone in that spine that is a true leader, that can handle big stages. At the moment, you've got Kyle Flanagan or Jake Avarillo. Neither has really lit the world alight. Both very talented. Neither's really lit the world alight, though. 5'8", you got Matty Burton, who's been a star player in a star-studded club. Yeah, he's been great at centre. He's been good at 5'8", no doubt about it. But he's also been really good at 5'8 when he's got champions all around him in that Penrith Panthers team. So it's going to be very different in this Canterbury side. I don't think you can rely on him to be the match winner week in, week out. Then you got Dufty at fullback, who his high-end ability is unbelievable. Week to week, you cannot rely on Matt Dufty every week. I think a guy like Josh Hodgson coming to Canterbury would be unreal. Josh Hodgson, he has got tendencies in him to be a little bit of a hero, play a little bit of selfish football, but he's good enough to be able to play selfish football, Josh Hodgson. They've got a really strong forward pack there at Canterbury that I really like. They've got a lot of strike backs now too, but the forward pack is really solid. I think a guy like Josh Hodgson would be unreal, and I think the problem at the Canberra Raiders for the last 2 years has been the emergence of Tom Starling. Josh Hodgson is a footballer for Josh Hodgson, which, as I said, he is good enough to be. Yeah, that's not a negative on him, but I think if Josh Hodgson is your nine, he's got to be the hooker. He's got to be the main man, yeah? That's when the Canberra Raiders played their absolute best footy, when we thought the Canberra Raiders couldn't get by without Josh Hodgson. If I was Canterbury, I would definitely be looking at Josh Hodgson. He's obviously not happy up down there at Canterbury. From what I've seen, there's been a lot of movement there. A lot of the Pommy fellas have been leaving. If they were to get their hands on him, I would almost consider making him captain as soon as he walked in the door, or co-captain with Josh Jackson. I wouldn't take it Josh Jackson there. Sorry, no doubt about that. But co-captain, and I would hand him the keys to this team. In every side, you need a guy in 9, 7, or 6 that holds the keys to the football team, or one if your fullback is good enough. For me, there's no one in the 9, 7, 6, or 1 that is probably ready to hold the keys for Canterbury. If Josh Hodgson walks in tomorrow, he's your guy straight away. So definitely one that I would consider 100%. I think a lot of clubs should be looking at Josh Hodgson, including the Gold Coast Titans. They're another one that I think he'd be a really good fit at. Last question is from Clint Mack. Clint says, will Stephen Crichton go back into the centres, or is he too good on the wing?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you would have said this to me yesterday, I'm probably leaning towards him staying on the wing, but with Paul Momirovski leaving, someone's got to go into centre. I think it will be Stephen Crichton. I think I'd want him close to the ball. I'd be letting him roam around a little bit more. I wouldn't be playing him in a structured position like centre or wing where he has to stay in that corridor. I'd be letting this guy explore a little bit. You've obviously got Dylan Edwards, who's a sensational fullback, but he doesn't really have that high attacking upside like a Stephen Crichton does. So I'd definitely be switching them over a little bit during the game. Dylan Edwards, he could handle himself out there in bits and pieces, but not even so much to switch them around. I would just be giving Stephen Crichton a license to roam. We know that the Penrith Panthers, their strong edge is the left side. If you're playing Crichton at right centre, I would be allowing him to show up wherever he wants. When they do tend to go down that left edge, Dylan Edwards doesn't tend to chime in. They tend to play shape with Jerome Luai getting it off Nathan Cleary, and then they mix up what they throw at you off the back of Viliami Kikau and Matt Burton, the way that they deflect in and out of their attacking plays. Obviously, Matt Burton's gone now, so Stephen Crichton, he could potentially slip into the left centre. They have got Taylan May there and a couple of young guys that I've seen in New South Wales Cup play on the left side that have been really, really destructive. So there's going to be a lot of competitions for a lot of positions there, but Stephen Crichton, before Matty Burton moved in there last year, got to remember the year before that in 2020, he absolutely brained it at left centre. So that would also make sense. If he's not at left centre, if he does end up at right centre, I would definitely give him a license to roam around. Even if he's playing left centre, I'd let him show up through the middle occasionally and just play footy. I've always said, and I said from day one, I've always copped it a little bit, that he reminds me of a young GI, Israel Folau, that there are things that he can do that other players simply can't. In the final series, he came up with two match-winning plays, one in the semi-final against the Parramatta Eels. Will Smith threw it over his head. It was a try for all money. Not only did he stop the ball getting over his head, he managed to regather it whilst he was horizontal in the air. Then he hit the ground where the vast majority of the time players knock on that impact of hitting the ground. He managed to hold on to that one. I thought that was the match-winning play for them in that game. Fast forward 3 weeks later, he takes the intercept off Cody Walker in the grand final. So Stephen Crichton, he's one of those guys, he can just do things that others can't. He's really starting to find his feet in first grade, and he's definitely a guy that I would be having as close to the ball as I possibly can. It's scary to think the impact that grand final is going to have on him and his confidence moving forward. Thanks for those three questions, legends. Thoroughly appreciate it. We'll have more of this content coming over the next few days.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.